Hello and welcome to the Royal Military School of Music, Kneller Hall. It's hard to imagine now that in years gone by, the series of Wednesday night concerts here at Kneller Hall were so popular, with many thousands of people being regular attenders. There were many attractions, the sound, the colour, the fireworks once a month, and of course the little touches of ceremonial. One popular attraction was always the march on of the guest band. Today is a very special occasion, and for it, we have a very special band. So here is the band of the Household Cavalry, led by Corporal of Horse Barry Ryle.
Charge! Over the centre! Quick march!
These concerts were attended by literally thousands of people every Wednesday evening throughout the summer months here at Kneller Hall. But it wasn't always like that. The Crimean War exposed many frailties in the service life. The charge of the Light Brigade revealed the incompetence of many senior officers and ended the tradition of being able to buy a commission in the army. And a parade at Scutari revealed the parlous state of army music. There was no central structure. There was no printed music for bands to play. The result was that when the parade commander called for a royal salute for Her Majesty Queen Victoria, the national anthem was played in several different keys and with different harmonies. The result, cacophony and shame heaped upon the British Army by their many allies. When His Royal Highness, the Duke of Cambridge, became Commander-in-Chief, he decided to do something about it. And the result was Kneller Hall, the School of Army Music. There was no doubt he was a brilliant and famous man. To this day, the street just across the road is called Duke of Cambridge Close, and the pub just outside the front gate is called the Duke of Cambridge, known as the Duke to thousands of musicians all over the world. And when Sir Malcolm Arnold was commissioned to write a piece for the centenary of army music, there was only one title that he could choose. You've got it. His Royal Highness, the Duke of Cambridge. For over 100 years, the Royal Military School of Music grew in importance and influence. But the army was changing, better to accommodate the changing face of the political world. Regiments were no longer routinely posted to far-flung corners of Empire and Commonwealth, so bands had to change too. And in 1994, regimental bands ceased to exist. As part of the changes in the overall army, the Corps of Army Music was formed. One thing that didn't change was the need to live up to the school's motto, Nullius Secundus, second to none, the maintenance of standards. And when Philip Spark was commissioned to write a new work to celebrate the formation of the new corps, he took that as his theme and his title, Second to None.
In the early 20th century, Nella Hall was central to the development of military band repertoire, a number of famous composers wrote pieces of music for the Kneller Hall Band, and one such piece was the Vaughan Williams Folk Song Suite. The last movement features Blow Away the Morning Dew, which later became central to the Royal Military School of Music Quick March. The piece was premiered here at Kneller Hall on the 4th of July 1923 and was conducted by the Principal Director of Music of the Day, Lieutenant Hector Adkins. Our presenter for this virtual farewell concert is Lieutenant Colonel Frank Renton, and he's one of our most senior retired Principal Directors of Music. Frank was pivotal in my own development, as he was the Principal Director of Music at Kneller Hall when I studied here as a pupil. And he encouraged me to take the journey as a bandmaster, which has led me now to be the final Principal Director of Music to serve here at Kneller Hall. It therefore gives me great pleasure to invite Frank to take the podium at Kneller Hall for the final time and to represent all those retired Principal Directors of Music from days gone by. And he'll conduct the final movement of Vaughan Williams' Folk Song Suite, Songs from Somerset.
There's been a house here since 1640. In 1709, that house was bought by the court painter Sir Godfrey Kneller. It was dilapidated, knocked it down, built it again, and called it Witton Hall. And he lived here until 1723 when he died. Then his widow renamed it Kneller Hall in his memory. For the next 100 years, it had lots of owners and rather a checkered history, until in 1845 it was bought by the government to be used as a teachers' training college. But again, the building had fallen into disrepair, and it had to be rebuilt, very much in the way that we see it now. In 1857, His Royal Highness the Duke of Cambridge prevailed upon the War Office to transfer its ownership to themselves so that it could be used as a school to train bandsmen and bandmasters for the bands of the British Army. And on March the 3rd, 1857, the military music class was established. In 1887, Queen Victoria gave it her royal assent, and ever since, it has been known as the Royal Military School of Music, Kneller Hall. I'm with Major Roger Swift, who had three stints here at Kneller Hall. In the 1970s, he was a student bandmaster. He came back in the 1980s as a school bandmaster, and then in the 1990s, became the professor of conducting. This place must have a special significance for you.
Very, very significant. I've spent more than 20 years of my working life here at Kneller Hall, and I do recognise what a great privilege and honour that has been.
I think for all of us who've worked and served here, it was, it's just a building, but it became more than that because it was the whole fabric of service music and army music in particular was woven into it. Now, a long time before that, at the beginning, 1908, the star turn here was student bandmaster Ricketts, who went on to become one of the March King, as far as we were concerned, at this side of the Atlantic, when he was writing marches under the name of Kenneth Alford. But when he's a student bandmaster, he had to do the march competition as well. And famously, despite his later success, he didn't win the competition. In fact, he was placed last, wasn't he?
Indeed, the march competition, which is always a very significant part of a student's learning career, towards the end of the career, they are expected to compose an original march. Now, two classmates submitted original marches, one of which was entitled Namur. And on the music page, the title of the composer is Richards. However, the quality of that march has been in doubt and it's still being argued about to this day because the famous march composer Ricketts, being in the same class, submitted that march.
So Ricketts submitted a march and Richards submitted a march.
Indeed.
And everybody thinks that the march that Richards submitted was actually written by Ricketts.
That's it. It's
and the reason being, of course, because student bandmaster Frederick Ricketts eventually became known as the great Kenneth Alford, the British March King. Do you think money changed hands?
I think it's highly likely.
The problem was, of course, the march that Ricketts submitted, and he was the genius, he came last.
Indeed.
I know how he felt. We're to hear that march now. It's brilliant. It's called Namur, and to conduct it, here is student bandmaster Ben James.
Thank you.
Over the years, Nella Hall has trained musicians, bandmasters and directors of music for many countries around the world. In my time as a student bandmaster, alongside me were students from Australia, Canada, Malta, many countries in Africa and many of the Middle Eastern countries. It was a very cosmopolitan and multicultural existence. In recent years, many young musicians from Commonwealth and British Protectorate countries have joined to play in the Army's bands. One such is Lance Sergeant David Wong, who hails from Hong Kong. He studied in his native country and in France at the Royal College of Music in London, and then here at Nella Hall, where he was awarded the Cousins Memorial Prize for the best instrumentalist of his year and the Medal of the Worshipful Company of Musicians. So to play the Solfeggetto by C.P.E. Bach, arranged as a clarinet solo by Corporal Alexander George and transcribed for wind band by Stephen Roberts, is Lance Sergeant David Wong of the Band of the Grenadier Guards. In the school chapel is a memorial to the bandsmen of the Royal Green Jackets who, on the 20th of July 1982, were killed when the IRA exploded a bomb at the bandstand in Regent's Park. They were playing a selection from Oliver at the time, I believe. One of the first on the scene was the composer George Lloyd, who lived in a flat nearby. He witnessed at first hand the utter devastation of the scene, and it reminded him of his own time as a Royal Marine musician on board HMS Jamaica during the Second World War. When he sat down to write the suite for brass band, Royal Parks, he composed the middle movement In Memoriam as a memory of that day. Army musicians have played in brass bands for as long as I can remember, but mostly for a bit of fun. Then in 2007, two bright young bandmasters, David Barringer and Chris King, formed the British Army Brass Band, bringing musicians from all over the army to play in it. Now, it's possible to have a full professional career in one of the army's brass bands, which has been a tremendous boon for many young musicians. Lieutenant Colonel David Barringer, the Army's Principal Director of Music, is now going to conduct the Army Brass Band in George Loy's beautiful and poignant music, In Memoriam.
Thank you.
So we come to the grand finale of this farewell concert at Kneller Hall. And I guess the easy thing to do would be to choose one of the famous finales that Army music, and Kneller Hall in particular, is famous for. But Lieutenant Colonel Barringer decided that a new piece of music was appropriate, so commissioned the young composer Tom Devoren to write something especially for the occasion. Tom lives and works in Kansas, where he works and teaches at the university. He's woven all sorts of bits of music associated with the Army and Kneller Hall in particular into his narrative. And as ever with Tom, it's wonderful music. So to conduct the world premiere of Kneller's Legacy by Tom Devoren, here is the Principal Director of Music of the Army, Lieutenant Colonel David Barringer, MBE.
Thank you.
Nella's Legacy by Tom Devoran, the finale to this farewell concert from Nella Hall. But if you've ever been to a concert here, you know that that isn't really the end. There's a tradition to all of that. The tradition is that first we hear the Sunset and Evening Hymn in the arrangement by Major Callum Gray, accompanied by the lowering of the flag. After that, there's the National Anthem in the arrangement that was made by Gordon Jacob, for the coronation of Her Majesty the Queen. And then finally, the regimental quick march of the Royal Military School of Music, Nella Hall. Musicians and bandmasters for the bands of the British Army will continue to be trained, and the standards of excellence that are renowned throughout the world will continue to be maintained. But not here. This really is farewell to Nella Hall. To all of you who've learned here, or taught here, or been part of the staff that's made all that possible, and to the many thousands of you who have attended concerts here over the years, thank you for being with us at this our nostalgic farewell to an iconic building. From everyone at the Royal Corps of Army Music, thank you for being with us for this final farewell to the Royal Military School of Music at Nella Hall. Goodbye.